This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No victims here, only winners on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. We are here to help you figure out your life. How about that? We're somewhat practical, I think, here. I know we're all very real, and people like that about this program. We have nothing. I was listening the other morning as I was driving to the airport to that show that Gordon Deal does. Do you know anybody know him? I think it's America's Morning News or something. And he's got a couple of people on the air with him, and they're so formal. Oh, this is news. Here's what's going on. There's no sense of humor. Come on, laugh it up. Some of this stuff is, you couldn't make it up. It's pretty silly, some of the things that are going on. So let's say tally-ho to the world today. I have posted it my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The note that was on a car, customers who went to a bar and they drank and they left their car parked overnight. This got more reaction than anything else that I've done the last 24 hours on my own Facebook page. Just a note acknowledging, thanking the customers for not drinking and driving. Bring this letter to the bar and we'll give you a hamburger and french fries. I thought that was good. Kind of a nice way. It's a different and interesting twist on
the reality. Saves the bar from getting sued. So, yeah, the free hamburger is nothing.
Nothing, right. All right. So let's move on into some people in the news. Jeffrey Epstein, still dead. A couple of twists and turns. I suppose people are still talking about that Prince Andrew interview in which he looks like a real dummy. So what's the fallout from that, Jennifer?
Well, it looks like there are a lot of questions surrounding Prince Andrew and what his lifestyle was like. According to reports, the Daily Mail says that back in June, Prince Andrew met with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein. So that is causing him some questions as to why he would have met with her back in June. Now, there's also...
After he was arrested.
That's right. So the reports, I think the Mirror is reporting on this, that he met with her in June in London. He also apparently has the legal team for Jeffrey Epstein saying that he should answer all questions. And there's a lot of question as to just what his role was with Jeffrey Epstein in his lifestyle. There are a lot of questions about that. Now, all of that's going on while apparently his own mother decided to give him the old heave-ho. The story broke that Prince Andrew announced Wednesday that he was stepping back from public duties for the foreseeable future in the wake of what was just a horrifying interview that he gave about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, about some of the victims' accusations against him. He said that they couldn't possibly be true because that he biologically couldn't sweat, and one of the victims described him as sweating just all over the place, basically. He said, it's become clear to me over the last few days that circumstances relating to my former association with Jeffrey Epstein has become a major disruption to my family's work and the valuable work going on in many organizations and charities that I'm proud to support. That was a statement released by Buckingham Palace. Well, now we're learning that it was actually the Queen who said, you got to get out of here, basically firing him, forcing him to quit his public duties as a prince, because he was too much of a distraction, at least the Queen felt, for the initiatives that the royal family.
He and Fergie have children.
Two daughters. Yeah.
How old are they? And where are they? And what are they?
They're adults.
There?
One just got married last year, and I think the other one's engaged, maybe. Or they're both. I want to say early 30s, right?
Feel too well. Yeah. All right. So
the victims, by the way, of Jeffrey Epstein that are accusing Prince Andrew have also started to pressure him to give evidence that he is basically innocent, evidence that would prove his innocence, because there's pictures and photographic proof that he was at least in the same room with some of these alleged victims.
Yeah, he said they were photoshopped.
Right.
His arm is around a 17-year-old, and he said it was Photoshop.
Right. I mean, it would be pretty easy to provide evidence if it existed, because he'd be able to give his records. I mean, he doesn't go anywhere alone. He has security with him at all times, so there has to be records of his travel.
So as long as we're thinking about Mr. Epstein, apparently the Bureau of Prisons now wants info on the two prison employees who are connected with Epstein's death. The director, Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, fielded questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee about the indictment of these two. She said, quote, "We have found a couple of other instances of people sleeping on the job, and we referred those to the Inspector General." Huh? People sleeping on the job?
Well, the
how
two people
it?
Who, when he was, or who were
yeah,
supposed
yeah,
to look
no,
after
no, those guys were
one
asleep
was sleeping
on the,
and one right. was online shopping.
Yeah, right. This lady, Dr. Sawyer, took over as the director 9 days after Epstein was found dead. She was the director also of the prisons in the 90s during the Bush administration. Since the Epstein death, the FBI and the Department of Justice opening investigations into the entire management of the Bureau of Prisons. And so anyway, this is a Bureau of Prisons that has been facing lots of problems, staffing. Dr. Sawyer said, quote, "One of the things that's hurting us, we hired 15,000 employees when I was director before in that 10-year period. Those staff are now all eligible to retire. And so many of them are retiring at the same time we're trying to hire new staff." Yada, yada, yada. I don't know.
There's also a hiring freeze that the Trump administration put into effect, and so that's part of the issue, that they really can't hire as many people as they need. So that's probably going to have
blame.
To change. They're going to have to
A lot of blame to go all around here, it seems to me. Too many people in prison. The management is certainly lacking. Nobody can figure out whether it's better to have private prisons, public prisons. And meanwhile, the people that are in jail, there are a lot of them that should be treated a lot more harshly than they are, and a lot who are in there that ought not to be there at all. Seems to me that ought to be an election issue. Wasn't prison reform something that has shown up very high on the radar of most Americans? Let's fix our prison system. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear anybody talking about that with a bunch of these phony candidates. Does anybody hear anybody talk about that?
Yeah, the legalization of marijuana is really, when most people talk about prison reform, it's that. It's bail bond reform and marijuana charges. And so that did come up last night, a couple nights ago in the debate. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mike Pompeo says he's running for the Senate, joining Sessions.
No, he said he's not running for the Senate.
I thought he was.
Huh? That was the rumor. That was the
he's
rumor.
He's eyeing
that he's
a run for
a
Senate seat from Kansas.
There's not a rumor going around that he would quit Secretary of State at the beginning of the year and then put his name into the race for Senate.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
said yesterday, no, there's no truth to that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a non-starter and a non-story.
Sorry, Edward.
Jesse
he may run, but we don't know yet.
Jesse Smollett has filed a lawsuit. Everybody remember who he is from Empire? Smollett said Chicago police pushed a narrative that caused him economic harm, humiliation, mental anguish, and extreme emotional distress. So I'm suing you.
He says he wants a jury trial. So what the heck?
I haven't lied about anything.
I thought that we already knew that he faked his own attack, and that was it.
The end of that. Yeah,
that's what
idiot.
I thought. But
he is an idiot.
He and Colin
Why would
Kaepernick
he push for a jury
coffee
trial?
Together?
He wants to recoup the $130,000.
His life is over. He's
been sued by the Chicago Police Department, right? Because they spent $130,000 investigating him, and they want their money back.
Right. Yeah. The city wants
his money
back. Yeah.
TV, he's lost his career, right? It's all blown.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's done.
Yeah. Yep.
Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher could be expelled from the Special Operations Force. President reversed his demotion in rank for posting pictures with an ISIS prisoner's dead body. So who's on top here? I'm confused. The president says he's okay, and now the Navy says they're going to toss him.
I think the Navy, he's not going to be a SEAL anymore, I think, is kind of the way it's headed. Okay. So he'll still be in the Navy, I guess, but it's kind of a big deal to be
he's
taken
off. He's not
going to
go to jail for life.
Right.
No,
right.
Okay. In the Navy. Who did that? The Men in Black?
Village People.
Village People.
Men in Black.
All right, here's a focus on your connection to pot or the connection to pot and your health. If you'd like to hear if you use it or you know somebody who does, you may want to listen to the most recent podcast that's up at Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show is the website to find the podcast. Dr. Ken Kronhaus discusses the connection to pot and your health on that podcast. Check it out at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You're not going to hear me say this much. The House Judiciary Committee, I think, is all wrapped up in the Trump impeachment, but not so. They have this week come out, they actually pushed through a bill that would decriminalize marijuana use at the federal level, giving states more room to craft regulations. It's called the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment. I love these. Don't you love these? The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment Act, called the MORE Act. MORE, M, Marijuana, O, get it, reinvestment. It could officially remove cannabis from a list of federally controlled substances, expunge federal marijuana convictions, and approve allocation of resources. It will be legalized, my sources tell me, in the next year to year and a half, so that it will become not only not a crime, but it will become legal to be used and transported. My sources are my son
and the people like
working with me on my project on the farm. So anyway, this is the first congressional committee that's passed a bill in favor of legalizing marijuana, at least at the federal level. It'll need to be passed by the full House. That'll be an interesting vote, and then go to the Senate, don't you think? The Senate, probably with the makeup of where it is right now, will probably stall it for a while until they get a lot of pressure from their constituents. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Vamos a tocar el cielo con las manos, vamos a olvidar esta noche todo lo malo, vamos a juntar la noche con el día, vamos a pegar.
Music time. 23 and change after here on the DJV program with Jen Jen Victoria and Kara and I and you. Getting into some music from J-Lo. NBC announcing the hosts and musical guests for SNL. The final episode's coming up for the year, and J-Lo will return for her third outing as the host for the show on the 7th of December with hip-hop star DaBaby making his debut. How'd I do, all right?
Yeah, DaBaby. I tried to find some music that we could play, but it just...
You can't.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
So how are they going to let him sing on TV? They're going to have to blip out every other word?
I'm sure they'll figure out some kind. I mean, obviously he gets played on the radio, and they figure that out. So, I didn't think there was anything you would really like. So.
No, thank you.
Skipped it.
All right, so that's the 7th. Then on the 14th, Scarlett Johansson.
You don't think Doug would like DaBaby?
Surprisingly, I know.
Let's see, Scarlett Johansson hosting for the 6th time. She surpasses her status in SNL's storied Five-Timers Club, long time with One Directioner Niall Horan as musical guest. And then on the 21st, Eddie Murphy is going to ring in the mid-season finale. Yeah, it should be. Right. Host for the first time since 1984. So he really is trying to crank it up, isn't he, for himself?
Yeah, he's got a big development deal with Netflix. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So... as musical guest on that show, Lizzo, making her SNL debut in the wake of receiving 8 Grammy nominations. All right, so I'm sure I'd be a fan of her music too, right?
I mean, this is it. I like her music. It's fun.
It's not bad. Yeah, actually, it's a little different. I do like this, Kara. Yeah.
Awesome. This is we did the story a couple weeks ago where an artist from the 90s was suing her for that
part. Yeah. Okay, got it. Next up musically here on the DJV program is a focus on Harry Connick Jr., who recently recalled an unpleasant experience with Frank Sinatra when Sinatra was completely inappropriate with his then-girlfriend and current wife, Jill Goodacre. That's some time about Connick's wife.
I thought you were talking about Harry Styles. Harry Styles is old enough to...
Did I say Harry Styles? I say Harry Connick.
I thought that's what you said. No, you said Connick.
Did I say it? Was that right?
Maybe I just consumed it as Harry Styles.
Jen just has Harry Styles on the brain. She's been...
we all.
Yeah.
No.
She's been transformed into one of us.
I like Harry Connick, actually. I'm more...
Right. Me too. He remembered getting choked up during a performance in front of Sinatra, who's been dead since, what, 1998? He's been dead 21 years, good Lord. Pretty unpleasant experience because as much as I wanted to sing for him and everybody else, I don't get nervous, but I was really nervous for that, and I blanked out. I completely forgot the words. I was with my wife and then my girlfriend, and we saw Frank at the elevator. I said, we should go. I need to explain myself. And then Connick tried to apologize to Sinatra. He ignored him and homed in on his Victoria's Secret girlfriend. I said, I'm sorry. I'm much better than what you saw. And he took my wife and held her face and said, you're beautiful. Kissed her on the mouth. Harry added, I was never able to sing for him again. I think my affection for him in the context made it hilarious for her, but obviously was completely inappropriate. Connick and Goodacre got married in 1994, have three daughters, a 23-year-old girl, a 22-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old girl. So, I see. So why are we playing?
Is anyone surprised?
I know, right?
Sinatra?
By Frank Sinatra.
I like it. I'm sorry. I know this is not popular. I like it.
If he'd have been around when Justin Epstein had been around, you'd have found him on that plane, too.
But different than grabbing someone's face and saying you're beautiful rather than, like,
well, he kissed her on the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, someone calling me beautiful is fine. Someone kissing me right on the lip. No thanks.
Frank Sinatra, guys.
No, he's
got tobacco breath.
It doesn't matter. No thanks.
28 past the hour on the DJ.
Have a little fun.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate held in Atlanta last night. 10 candidates sharing the stage with 4 female moderators. And here's correspondent Wendy King with more.
Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say, first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
Again, that report from our Wendy King. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million-plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Seatbelts, let's go. DJV show time is 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence, as has Victoria Keelan and Dakara Schilling. A lot of things cooking here, including a list of, well, maybe not the people themselves, but how people get rich, where the rich are living, et cetera, et cetera. You have a list. I've got a list, Victoria.
Yeah,
who's
well,
on the list?
The Economic Policy Institute broke it down at, because we've been hearing the term the 1%, the 1%, the top 1%. We hear that all
right.
The time. So we hear it from Bernie, we hear it from Elizabeth Warren, and everybody talks about the 1%. So this list actually tells you what you need to make per year to actually be in the 1% in your state. So if you are, let's say an example, if you're in Arkansas, If you earn $228,298 per year, that puts you in the top 1% in Arkansas. Now, if you want to be in the 1% in Connecticut, you have to make three times that amount. If you're in the District of Columbia, Kara, this one's for you, you would need to make $555,000 a year. In New Jersey, you need to make $538,000. In Massachusetts, you need to make $532,000. And in New York, $506,000. Those are the top five. And so California...
Wow, it's
where,
crazy that all of us are in the 1%. Wow.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
The interesting thing is, after the top five, which is, again, Connecticut, D.C., Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York, you would probably assume those would be the top five. Number six kind of surprised me. It's North Dakota.
Really?
You'd have to make, you'd have to make $502,000 in North Dakota to be in the 1%. Mm. Number seven is California. So, Jen, you need to make $437,000 a year.
Bingo, she's right there. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right. Number eight, also a little surprising, is Illinois, although I guess Chicago's in there. So
Chicago.
That's $424,000. Number nine was Texas. You have to make $423,000 to be in the 1%. And number 10 is Maryland. You have to make $418,000 to be in Maryland's 1%. So it's actually not as much as you would think, right?
No. Yeah. Let me put a different spin on, well, this isn't a spin so much as a fact. Yesterday's Bloomberg report featured the number of people who live in various cities that have at least $30 million in wealth and assets. All right? I'm surprised the numbers are as low as they are, frankly. In New York City, there are 3,378 people who have more than $30 million in wealth assets. In London, 4,944 people have worth at least $30 million. In Zurich, 1,507 people worth at least $30 million. Paris, 1,667. In Beijing, 1,673 people have $30 million or more. In Tokyo, 3,732 residents have more than $30 million in assets. In Singapore, 3,598 people have more than $30 million. And Sao Paulo, Brazil, 1,352. So
the biggest
and Los Angeles
what,
does not have any...
No, London.
In the top 10.
You said London was that has the most,
London,
right?
has the most, yes.
But that also includes all the royal family, so that's not surprising.
Yeah, well, but how many of them are there in the royal family? A dozen? A couple dozen?
Well,
there's
still,
a lot of people.
A lot
people
of
like
there.
To be people with money like to be in London. I'm having spent a lot of time there and having had some connections with people, it's a place to be if you've got money. It really. I've never been to Singapore. I'm kind of interested in going. Only because, not because of the number of wealthy who are there, but because I want to see how they execute their laws, literally and figuratively. If you steal something in Singapore, the law cuts your hand off.
You want to go see that?
Well, I want to just kind of get what the people there think.
They don't like it when their hand gets cut off.
I wouldn't.
Sure. I have a lot of friends who've been in and out of Singapore over the years, and they say it's a very, very clean city.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't even chew gum. You can go to jail for chewing gum in public.
Yeah, yeah, right. My father used to think that was nirvana, living in Singapore would be great. Okay, thank you. Food news. Trader Joe's, known for a lot of things. Their cauliflower, what is it, cauliflower gnocchi? How do you pronounce it? Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi,
yeah.
That's very good.
And it's really good, by the way. I've tried it.
Can you say that again, Victoria? Like the
gnocchi.
Gnocchi. All right, anyway. Let's see. If you live in a major city... we were talking about this off the air, but Kara said, don't go to Trader Joe's on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I was in Trader Joe's the other day. I love Trader Joe's, actually.
There's one near me here in Jersey, and it's not that busy. But the ones, any metropolitan area, there are the one in New York City. There are several now in New York City and Manhattan.
Yeah.
And
the
lines are around the block, literally around the city block. It's crazy.
Are they? Okay. All right, so what's going on? People are talking about a new product at Trader Joe's this week, chocolate lava gnocchi. Can you pronounce that again?
It's gnocchi. It's not
gnocchi.
That hard.
It sticks in my tongue. It's made with potato puree, cream, sugar, eggs, cocoa powder, and hazelnut paste. So is this something that will be good for a different sort of dessert?
It is a dessert, but... I don't know if I want the potato puree in. I don't know. I'm very on your thing.
Did you guys try the chocolate hummus that they had?
No, but I heard mixed reviews on that.
It was okay. You know what? It was. I thought it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because I thought it sounded horrible. But I don't think I'd have ever bought it for myself. I had a friend who had it and said, "Oh, dip a strawberry in there and try it." It was okay.
That doesn't sound very good.
The point is, I think this must be their new thing: putting chocolate in their other products. Right.
Yeah. But is it dark chocolate or is it my kind of chocolate? Milk.
I don't know. I saw a picture of them, and you saute them in a frying pan just like their other, like the cauliflower gnocchi, and then apparently it's like a little mini lava cake, so when it gets hot enough, the lava melts in the middle.
Really?
I can't imagine that it would be terrible. I'm sure it's probably fine with some ice cream. Doug will like it.
Yeah. Anything's better with ice. Anything's better with ice cream on it, right? Everything. Remember the old Blue Bonnet margarine commercials? Everything's better with Blue Bonnet on it. Are you too young to remember any of those?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Blue Bonnet margarine is?
Mm-mm.
Well, margarine's out of favor anyway because it's horrible for you. It's like putting plastic into your system. But boy, didn't that take over in the late 50s and early 60s.
Yep, all my grandmother ate was margarine. Never real butter.
Nope, and there was a whole thing about how bad butter was for you, which was completely erroneous.
Totally false, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my dad being from Ireland and growing up with his own cow and making their own butter, there was no margarine in our house. It was real butter.
Real butter, yep. Well, I grew up, I had more than one cow. And I remember, actually, we used to just take the brown cows have such heavy cream. We just take the cream off the top of the milk and let it sit. And it would almost become like butter. It was that rich. All right, 40. Where are we here? Well, it looks like 42 after the hour. Here is something that you may want to take in. I have a listening note. Those of you who hear us talking about the American Family Farmer, I have a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And the focus on the one that's up there right now is how the globe is entering a cooling phase. Earlier on, Victoria was talking about how farmers, or was it Jennifer, who was one of the two of you, was talking about how farmers are on top of the cooling, whatever it is that's going on, global warming, cooling. Farmers are very obviously focused on it because can't do anything. She has been a horrible weather year for farming and still is, frankly. Take it from me. I'm still trying to get some of my haying done on my farm, and it's hard to do because the weather's so bad. Anyway, we talk about a report that focuses on heading into a cooling phase on our planet. So if you're interested in listening to that, check out the latest podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on today's DJV program. A lot of you who are homeowners around the country going green these days. The benefits of a green home, regardless of the size, can help reduce your carbon footprint. And not to mention how much it costs you to have heat and cooling in your home. One of the great examples of an energy-savvy home is a recently completed bridge house that I saw a lot about. I was in L.A. last week. It's pretty unique. 200-foot-long residence built over a stream showcases green features that many of you who are homeowners can probably put into your home. So I've invited a couple of people who are involved integrally in this. Bridge House is owned, designed by award-winning architect Dan Brunn. So we'll have him along with Jesse Chapman, who is a solar expert from Sun Power, to talk about how this whole thing may impact you down the road. Dan, let's start with you. Congratulations on having put this all together. Give us a little background. You're a Los Angeles architect. You've done a lot of work in the last 20 years or so. What do you think? Is this your greatest claim to fame to this point?
Good morning, Doug. Yeah, it's tough to say that. I'm only 41, but it might be the greatest claim to fame. And, you know, we're trying to push the limits of design and sustainability here.
So where actually is it? I live in down in the Santa Monica area, and I'm not familiar with it, even though this has gotten a lot of focus. Where actually are you in L.A. County?
It's actually really in the center of the city. If anybody's familiar, it's an area called Hancock Park, which is, you know, 20 minutes to the ocean, 20 minutes to downtown.
Yeah, my son's wife comes from Hancock Park. As a matter of fact, I was there over the weekend. All right,
cool.
So tell us about the house itself and how it came to be. What is it built with? What kind of materials did you use?
Yeah, so it really starts with the way that the house is situated on the lot. It's a very unique lot, 260 feet long, 60 feet wide, and the house itself is, as you mentioned, you know, it's 210 feet long and it's a bridge over a brook. It's made out of a component system of steel, 90% recycled. And what's one of the greatest things is that there was no waste during the beginning of the installation of the project. You know, that's a lot of the environmentally friendliness that came to mind. And very highly insulated home, passively using less energy. And, you know, we have solar on the roof. We're just trying to think of creative ways to build.
All right. So we have a solar expert. Jensen Chapman is here. How integral was your expertise in making this all happen, Jensen?
Oh, sure. Good morning, Doug. Yeah, we installed a 10-kilowatt sun power system on Dan's roof here. And this was, you know, to attempt to offset 100% of the annual energy needs for the home. We accomplished this by using only half the roof space that a typical solar electrical system would take, just based on higher efficient solar modules.
So if the average person who puts solar on his or her home uses all the surface of the roof, are they likely to have enough solar power to completely replace whatever they might be getting from the electric company?
I would say in most cases, yes, especially with the sun power solution. And now, as you know, solar technology has gotten a lot better. You can use a lot less footprint on a roof to produce enough energy to cover the annual load or electricity needs for the home.
I've seen solar panels. I'm going to do it. I have a farm here in Massachusetts, and I'm going to put it all over the buildings, and we're building some new buildings. Put it there as well. And I was intrigued with a type of panel that sort of turns with the sun. Is that something that's become more popular? What do you know about that, if anything?
Yeah, absolutely. What you're referring to is a tracking solar system, which is, as you described, essentially tracks the sun from morning to afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like something that would be, it makes more use of the sun, if you will. So can we look forward to, in the future, you expanding, Dan, building more of these homes in L.A. or on the West Coast, or having protégés use your design around the country?
I hope so. You know, we've already been contacted actually by a developer in Arizona to build groupings of a similar structure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hope, you know, this inspires other architects, other homeowners to take a lead.
I'm checking it out. I've talked to a lot of solar people for what I can do on my farm, so I'm going to check it out. Go to bridgehousela.com/home if you'd like more information, ideas for what you can do, perhaps if you're building a new home or want to sort of reinvent your home, bridgehousela.com/home. Thank you, gents. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Dr. Ken, some important questions. So questions for Dr. Ken, somebody that you can trust. People, I find trust is a very important two-way thing. You know, the old expression, if they don't, people don't trust you, then they're probably not trustworthy themselves. And in most cases, I have found with the people that I've engaged, the trustworthy quotient is exactly as is reflected, frankly. And you're somebody... And the reason that you have my attention and that you're on this program is because I trust you. So a lot of other people do as well. So let's get at a couple of questions that are follow-ups to what we've been talking about here pretty incessantly because you're a cardiologist. People wonder, and the question comes on something that we talked about a few weeks ago, that is regarding oral hygiene. And if you are not good, if you don't take care of your oral cavity, that is your teeth, your gums, your tongue, all that area, it could cause heart disease. And this person wanted more information about the plaque. Is the plaque on your teeth the same plaque as is in, you know, we talk about plaque collecting in your arteries. Is it the same stuff?
Well, it's not quite the same stuff, but definitely the gateway to good cardiovascular health is through the mouth. And it's all the common denominator is inflammation. And breathing in our gums, if it's not kept under good control, is increasing excess inflammation, which will definitely travel to the circulation and increase the inflammation in your arteries, the pipes that take the blood away from the heart. And this is what starts the plaquing in the circulation. These plaques get bigger, they rupture, you get heart attacks and strokes. So definitely make sure you get to your dentist, make sure that you have good hygiene. Ask your dentist if you also need to see a periodontist, a gum specialist, because that is exceedingly where the cardiovascular prevention can occur, knowing and having a good periodontist, a gum specialist, to make sure that you're not getting excessive plaque in the teeth, which is this excess inflammation. There's often infection that's going on, and that's what you want to clean out.
So should everybody go to see a periodontist at some point?
Well, at minimum, ask your general dentist if I need to see a periodontist, because they're looking and they can make that good judgment. Certainly, if you have the ability to go and get an evaluation with a periodontist, I would not get in the way of that at all.
No, doesn't sound like it should be something you get in the way. All right, these questions all have to do with things that we've been talking about on the air. Here's the question about driving down insulin prices. Should I take a generic version of insulin? This is something, you know, a lot of people are talking about Viagra now coming out of what do they call it? Why do they have a patent, right? So when these things come out of patent, to what follows? Are they as good as what was produced originally? 80 million people with diabetes want to know about generic versions of insulin.
Well, insulin is getting more and more excessively crazy expensive, and people do need some options. And I would definitely talk to your doctor about the possibility of using generic. And, you know, I don't want to prescribe over the radio, and that's why I'm not going to give out a blanket response for everybody, because this needs to be individualized. But I would definitely ask your doctor, if you're on insulin, can I go to a generic? In fact, in general, ask your doctor, because there are many really great generics these days. You know, you go back 20, 30 years ago, people thought generics, you know, oh, what's wrong with me? I have to have a generic. But today, there are some really great medicines in generics. I don't prescribe branded statins anymore, except for, well, let me say branded Lipitor or Crestor anymore, because those generics, or Suvastatin, Atorvastatin, are outstanding and save people amazing amounts of money. And there is one branded statin which we only rarely use, but most of the heart medicines that were around 10, 20 years ago that are so common are now all in excellent generics.
All right. That's the word. Questions for Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.